大人も楽しめる絵本の世界、絵本シアターこだま。
Hi friends, this is Akko-chan, the storyteller. こんにちは、あっこちゃんです。英語絵本を聞こう。このコーナーでは、前回まで The Tale of Peter Rabbit を英語と日本語で読みました。その前にはマザーグースをご紹介するコーナーもありましたね。実はご紹介したマザーグース、ロックペンスの歌を歌おうの中にあったいろいろな言葉やものが、次に聞いた絵本のピーターラビットのお話の中に形を変えて出てきてたんです。続けて聞いてくださった方は気づいたかもしれません。そこで今回は6ペンスの歌を歌おうと、ピーターラビットのお話を通して英語で読んでいきます。きっと前よりもっと英語の世界が楽しめると思いますよ。それでは、Let's get it started. A piece of nursery rhymes and a story. Sing a song of sixpence. Sing a song of sixpence, a pocket full of rye, 4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie.When a pie was opened, the birds began to sing. Wasn't that a dainty dish to set before the king? The king was in his counting house, counting out his money. The queen was in the parlor, eating bread and honey. The maid was in the garden, hanging out the cloth. There came a little blackbird and snapped off her nose.Sing a song of sixpence, a pocket full of rye, 4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie. When a pie was opened, the birds began to sing. Wasn't that a dainty dish to set before the king? The king was in his counting house, counting out his money. The queen was in the parlor, eating bread and honey. The maid was in the garden.Hanging out the cloth, there came a little blackbird and snapped off her nose. The Great Big Treasury of Beatrix Potter, The Tale of Peter Rabbit. Once upon a time, there were 4 little rabbits, and their names were...Flopsy, Mopsy, Cottontail, and Peter. They lived with their mother in a sandbank underneath the root of a very big fir tree. Now, my dears, said old Mrs. Rabbit one morning, you may go into the fields or down the lane.But don't go into Mr. McGregor's garden. Your father had an accident there. He had put in a pie by Mrs. McGregor. Now run along and don't get into mischief. I am going out. Then old Mrs. Rabbit took a basket and her umbrella.And went through the woods to the baker's. She bought a loaf of brown bread and 5 currant buns. Flopsy, Mopsy, and Cottontail, who were good little bunnies, went down the lane to gather blackberries. But Peter, who was very naughty,Run straight away to Mr. McGregor's garden and squeezed under the gate. First he ate some lettuces and some French beans, and then he ate some radishes. And then, feeling rather sick, He went to look for some parsley. But round the end of a cucumber frame, whom should he meet but Mr. McGregor? Mr. McGregor was on his hands and knees planting out young cabbages. But he jumped up and ran after Peter, waving a rock and calling out, "Stop, thief!" Peter was most dreadfully frightened. He rushed all over the garden, for he had forgotten the way back to the gate. He lost one of his shoes among the cabbages and the other shoe amongst the potatoes. After losing them, he ran on four legs and went faster, so that I think he might have got away altogether if he hadn't unfortunately run into a gooseberry net and got caught by the large buttons on his jacket. It was a blue jacket with brass buttons, quite new. Peter gave himself up for lost and shed big tears. But his sobs were overheard by some friendly sparrows who flew to him in great excitement and implored him to exert himself. Mr. McGregor came up with a sieve, which he intended to pop up on the top of Peter, but Peter wriggled out just in time, leaving his jacket behind him, and rushed into the tool shed and jumped into a can. It would have been a beautiful thing to hide in if it hadn't had so much water in it. Mr. McGregor was quite sure that Peter was somewhere in the tool shed, perhaps hidden underneath the flower pot. He began to turn them over carefully, looking underneath. Presently, Peter sneezed. "Kotishu!" Mr. McGregor was out of him in no time, and tried to put his foot upon Peter, who jumped out of a window, upsetting three plants. The window was too small for Mr. McGregor, and he was tired of running after Peter. He went back to his work. Peter sat down for rest. He was out of breath and trembling with fright, and he hadn't the least idea of which way to go. Also, he was very damp with sitting in that can. After a time, he began to wander about, going lippity-lippity, not very fast, and looking all around. He found a door in a wall, but it was locked, and there was no room for a fat little rabbit to squeeze underneath. An old mouse was running in and out over a stone doorstep, carrying peas and beans to her family in the wood. Peter asked her the way to the gate, but she had such a large pea in her mouth that she couldn't answer. She only shook her head at him. Peter began to cry. Then he tried to find his way straight across the garden, but he became more and more puzzled. Presently, he came to a pond where Mr. McGregor filled his water cans. A white cat was staring at some goldfish. She sat very, very still, but now and then the tip of her tail twitched as if it were alive. Peter thought it best to go away without speaking to her. He has heard about cats from his cousin, little Benjamin Bunny. He went back towards the tool shed, but suddenly, quite close to him, he heard the noise of a howl. Screech! Scratch! Scratch! Screech! Peter scattered underneath the bushes. But presently, as nothing happened, he came out and climbed up on the wheelbarrow and peeped over. The first thing he saw was Mr. McGregor's hoeing onions. His back was turned toward Peter. But beyond him was a gate. Peter got down very quietly off a wheelbarrow and started running as fast as he could go along a straight walk behind some black currant bushes. Mr. McGregor caught sight of him at the corner, but Peter didn't care. He slipped underneath the gate and was safe at last in that wood outside the garden. Mr. McGregor hung up the little jacket and the shoes for a scarecrow to frighten the blackbirds. Peter never stopped running or looking behind him till he got home to the big fir tree. He was so tired that he flopped down upon the nice soft sand of the floor of the rabbit hole and shut his eyes. His mother was busy cooking. She wondered what he had done with his clothes. It was the second little jacket and pair of shoes that Peter had lost in a fortnight. I'm sorry to say that Peter wasn't very well during the evening. His mother put him to bed and made some chamomile tea, and she gave a dose of it to Peter. 1 tablespoonful to be taken at bedtime. But Flopsy, Mopsy, and Cottontail had bread and milk and blackberries for supper. The end. Thank you for listening, and what do you think? Now, see you. Goodbye.